This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has been re-listening to a lot of music from 2021 to come up with a review of the year's best. He's decided that the common notion that an artist tends to do their best work at the start of their career is a notion that should be retired. This year, artists ranging from teenager Olivia Rodrigo to octogenarian Peter Stamfill have made Ken's collection of high points. Let's start with one of the biggest hits of the year, Rodrigo's Good For You.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl.
As I began going through the lists I keep over the course of every year of my favorite or most important songs and albums, a pattern began to emerge. A lot of the stuff I most enjoyed was recorded by artists who were either very young or quite old. From 18-year-old Olivia Rodrigo to 83-year-old Peter Stamfill, the liveliest music of 2021 was being made at opposite ends of that spectrum. On the magnum opus titled Peter Stamfill's 20th Century in 100 Songs, the great folk music original covered a century of pop, including his version of the Association's 1966 hit, Along Comes Mary.
Every time I think that I'm the only one that's lonely, someone calls on me. And every time I think that I'm home free and out of trouble, something falls on me. And then along comes Mary. Does she want to be my chicken? Give me steady kicks and pick a wicked memory. Or would she rather not be bothered by the part of me that no one ever sees? When we met, I was sure.
For me, the music event of the year was Peter Jackson's Beatles documentary, Get Back. Nearly 8 hours of the Fab Four, all of them still in their 20s, grappling with massive fame, creative conflicts, and a breakup that at various times they wanted or dreaded. In 2021, it was 22-year-old Lil Nas X who broke through to a new level of Beatles-sized popularity.
Baby bet, ay, couple X, ay, couple Grammys on him, couple plaques, ay, that's a fact, ay, throw it back, ay, and this one is for the champion, ain't lost since I began, yo. Funny how you said it was the year, yo. Then I went did it again, yo. I told you long ago on the road, I got what they waiting for. Don't run from nothing, dog, get your soul.
That's Lil Nas X, glorying in the fact that an out-gay rapper, initially stereotyped as a one-hit wonder, remember Old Town Road, is now so mainstream he stars in funny, flirty TV commercials with Elton John. I think another Gen Z artist deserves Nas X-sized fame, 25-year-old Remy Wolf, whose pop hip-hop managed to make lines about pandemic shutdowns work as energizing inspirations.
Everything shut down, yeah, and I don't have friends anymore. Everything's so cloudy, yeah, and I don't have feelings. I've seen my family dynamics like a red hot chili pepper. I love my family intrinsically like Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah, everything's so whack. When I turn my back, my life shuts down.
So it went for the past 12 months, back and forth, from young Turks to old folks, supplying the pleasure. To my ears, 26-year-old Julian Baker released the year's best singer-songwriter album, Little Oblivions. It's followed closely in Confessional Power by Valentine, the latest album from the 22-year-old who calls herself Snail Mail. Meanwhile, a creakier singer-songwriter, Bob Dylan, resumed his never-ending tour and got rave reviews for the replenished sound of his 80-year-old vocal cords. And the best live album of 2021 is Northeast Corridor, concert band versions of his Steely Dan hits from 73-year-old Donald Fagen. Believe it or not, I had to explain to a young person the other day the derivation of the old countercultural war cry, "Don't trust anyone over 30. This young woman, under 30, thought that was pretty dumb. We agreed, however, that, young or old, now more than ever, we're all in this life together.
Ken Tucker is Fresh Air's rock critic. If you missed part of his year-end review, you can hear all of it on our website.